This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you. You can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free, 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn a lot about Klaus Financial from the website. Their different divisions are there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Stay current with what's going on in the markets. You get a weekly snapshot in your email inbox about what's been going on. Also get a link to the podcast, to the program. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. This week got a $25 gift card for Land's End. We'll tell you how you can win that in just a moment. Throughout the show, we'll explain how that's done. Just a little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week comes up during the program. Joining us, as I mentioned this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
We're doing real well. How are you, Malia?
Very good. Summer is upon us for sure.
Holy cow, and this weekend's going to be a hot one. So we're ready. We are definitely ready. The pools are going to be busy. We got a lot of ground to cover, an important topic, Medicare this morning. I know one of CJ's favorite topics. Before we get into that, though, mention the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. One of the cool things we've been doing is looking back at the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only giving the question, but giving the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and answer?
Yes. So first of all, a big shout out and congratulations to our winner last week is Jason from Oregon. So thanks for listening and calling in. So last week's question was, what is the average monthly Social Security benefit in the United States in 2018? And the answer is $1,404 per month. That's the average current benefit in the U.S. per month. So again, thanks for calling in and listen carefully today.
And not much wasn't an answer, right?
That's right.
Not much was not.
Although
you were wrong. You didn't win.
Yeah, Sean called in and gave that one.
Technically, it may be accurate, but not the answer we were looking for.
For those that don't know, as soon as the show gets over, Sean gets off the air and
calls.
He tries to win all of these every week.
My name is Steve. And they hang up on me every single time. So just listen closely to the program. We're going to do another one this week as well. A fantastic prize, as always. This week, a $25 gift card for Land's End. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about Medicare, and it's a big topic, and let's talk a little bit about understanding Medicare. Also, Medicare supplements. Let's talk about those two things.
Yes. Yeah, so first, a disclaimer, although we are insurance licensed, we do not work directly in this space, but we do interact with our clients and other professionals every single day on the topic of Medicare and health insurance and life insurance and all of that. But again, this information today is really just a primer, and we hope it educates you a little bit so you can go talk to your insurance agent in more detail. But first of all, let's start with a simple question for everyone. And actually, when I say everyone, that's in quotations because, Sean, I'm going to ask you, because
right,
we don't have people waiting around who can answer these questions. At what age do you become eligible for Medicare, Sean?
65.
Nice job.
Yes.
You've been listening.
Did it go start today?
Yes, you do. I'll pin it on later. So Sean is correct. At age 65 is the first time that an American can move on to the national healthcare plan known as Medicare. Now, a common question that pops up is, what is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? And Medicare is a medical insurance program for people 65 and older and younger disabled people and dialysis patients. Occasionally, you'll hear somebody say, I'm disabled and I'm on Medicare, which can be confusing because they go, hey, I thought that was only 65. Well, again, if you're disabled or on dialysis, sometimes you can qualify for Medicare before 65, but it's typically 65 and up. Medicaid, on the other hand, is an assistance program for low-income patients' medical expenses. So Medicaid is specifically driven by low income. It may not be just because you're disabled or 65.
It's interesting, too, that you point that out because I hear them lumped together, and yeah. I've never got the difference. And I've obviously we've talked about Medicare in the past.
Yep.
What is Medicaid? So great information.
It is. Yeah. You hear people say Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes.
Right? They kind of throw them together and you go, what's the difference? And there's actually a pretty big difference. Again, that Medicaid. Occasionally I have somebody say, hey, my taxable income for our household is really low this year, so we qualified for Medicaid.
Ooh.
And you go, oh, Medicaid, that low income piece. Or they might say, I'm disabled, so I qualified for Medicare, right? So there's that subtle differences between the two.
Very interesting, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone number at the station, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. There's more details to this, too, when it comes to kind of understanding Medicare. What do people need to know as far as kind of an overview of it?
Yeah. So Medicare is divided into parts. Part A, which provides for hospital services. This part is free if either you or your spouse paid Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years. People who are not eligible for the free Part A can pay a monthly premium of several hundred dollars for this. But again, most Americans, 10 years or more of working income paying into the Medicare program, would qualify for free Part A. Part B covers doctor's visits and outpatient services, and it comes with a monthly price tag. For anybody newly enrolling, it's $134 a month, but for the average person who's already on it, because again, this cost has gone up over time, for the average person on it, it's about $109 per month for that Part B. And then there's what's known as Part D, which is prescription drug costs. This also has a monthly charge that varies depending upon which plan you choose. But the average Part D premium is $34 a month. And in addition to this Part D premium for prescription drug costs, you may also be subject to co-payments, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs related to prescriptions.
Very interesting. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. I'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310 to get your questions answered. Don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. The big question we talk in most weeks is about Social Security and how soon should I sign up for that? What about Medicare? Should we kind of be doing those concurrently, or when should people sign up for that?
Yeah, so very commonly, we suggest 3 months in advance. And as a matter of fact, the website for U.S. Government Health and Human Services, which is www.hhs.gov, advises that people file for Medicare benefits 3 months before age 65. But again, remember, Medicare benefits can begin no earlier than age 65. So if you're already receiving Social Security, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B without any additional application. However, because you have to pay the premium for Part B coverage, you have the option of turning it down. Now, in a moment here, Malia is going to be talking about, you know, other aspects of this. Like, well, what if I'm still working and on a group health insurance plan when I turn 65? And do they automatically enroll me? And what about this open enrollment timeframe I've heard about? And, you know, not having to go through underwriting, all of these things we're going to talk about here in a moment.
Very good. And that's going to be a good, because I've got a million questions too about it myself. So we'll get those answered. We'll also take your calls. If you've got questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer for you right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll-free, 877-235-1310. Find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com is the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Pick up the phone, give them a call now. Number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this morning about Medicare and Medicare supplements, we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. But first, Chris takes time to call in. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, thanks for having me on this morning. So I'm 47 years old, and I'm aware that projections for Medicare, the Medicare fund, is that they may run out by 2029.
Yep.
I won't be, tapping into those benefits until after then. How are you helping people my age or younger plan for changes in levels of benefits, like in Medicare as well as Social Security, if they're going to be running out?
Great question, Chris. This really, your question pertains to not only Medicare, but Social Security as well. Social Security is projected, I'd have to look at the most recent numbers, but around the same time frame or 2035, something like that, projected to not be able to cover 100%. So I think first things first that people should understand is under the current policies and the current cost of Medicare, it's fully funded through 2029, at least on projection basis. At 2029, it doesn't go from fully funded to broke overnight. It goes from fully funded to saying about 88 to 90% of that benefit could still be covered thereafter without any changes. So similarly, Social Security is a same way. It's projected to be able to run in its current format until 2030, 2035, but then the benefits would have to be reduced if there's no changes. So what we would say is as we look at this particular topic, Congress has so many tools in the toolbox, it's unbelievable. The problem is nobody wants to use any of those tools because it's highly unpopular to touch anything regarding seniors. And so what we'd say to you is for people under the age of 50, we are looking at trying to increase their personal savings rates to accommodate for potential changes in their health insurance, i.e. Medicare, or their Social Security income. Again, for people under the age of 50, we're actually trying to get them to save more personally to accommodate for these changes. If you're over the age of 50, Congress has shown no desire to try to ever make a change that would impact people over the age of 50. So generally, if you're over 50, it's like, hey, I realize you might be fearful of running out of money, but we see Congress making changes that will just almost grandfather those people in. At least that's been what Congress has shown thus far. So I hope that's helpful, Chris. Really great question, and appreciate you calling in.
Chris, thank you so much for the call. Great information, great call, and that frees open a line for you, too. If you've been trying to get through, got some questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. One of the things you mentioned, Congress, and you also mentioned the ages of people that could be affected. One thing I know about them, they vote. they do a lot of voting, so they are involved.
That's
in
why
everything.
Nobody wants to touch these programs. Yeah. I hope everybody understands this. Why doesn't anybody go after these senior related programs? Because they're clearly running out of money. And the answer is because you want to. These people who go into office actually want to stay there.
Yes,
right. And if you touch anything related to seniors, you'll be out the very next year. You might even be impeached somehow.
Yeah, maybe. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Let's talk about as we're talking about Medicare. It's not a cover all. There are some areas that are not covered. What do people need to know about those places?
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about what people have heard of as Medigap supplemental insurance, or MedSups, as we call it, shorthand. And that's where these come into play. Now, I do want to just mention something earlier. We were talking about Medicare Part A that pays for hospital services. And we said, if you've been paying in, it's free for you as you go to collect. And as I remind my children all the time, nothing's free. You've been paying for it for years.
Good
so you're
point.
Just now collecting what really you've already been putting in for. So now medical supplements are a little different. There's these gaps that aren't getting covered. It could be, like we said, deductibles, co-payments, and so forth. So we want to tell you some facts today. And again, we're not the end-all here. You should reach out to someone who's an independent who has an offering of different MedSups to look at. So first of all, you can switch Medigap plans at any time. So once you're on Medicare and you choose from these varied plans that we're going to talk about, you should know that you can switch them at any time. but you could be charged more or actually denied coverage based on your health if you change them more than 6 months after you first sign up for Part B. So it's very important to understand that once you get approved and put on, or initially just get put on your Part B, you want to be careful about just switching out. You want to watch those time frames. So another thing people have heard of is all these different letters. It sounds like the alphabet, because it is. It's letters A through N. They skip a letter in between there somewhere. But you have to understand that each policy goes by the same letter, offers the same basic benefit. So in other words, if AARP is offering a Medicare supplement out there, Plan F, you can turn around and there's a Mutual of Omaha, same plan, which has to legally, by government standards, offer the same services. So the same services, same benefits are amongst different lettered plans. But what I'll point out is each company obviously has a different way of servicing and a different way of pricing. So the benefits are the same, but the actual customer service and the pricing can be completely different. I've had clients who tell me, you know, I had a guy stop by my house and bring me a frozen dinner inside and sit down with me to sell me a Medicare supplement plan. So there are a lot of different ways that people learn about different companies. What we would say is be careful and be price sensitive. You want to try out a plan that seems applicable for your particular health needs. But they all should offer the same actual benefits. So what we see is Plan F tends to be one of the more popular policies because of its comprehensive coverage. So what kind of price would you pay for this? So a 65-year-old man could pay from $1,067 to $6,772 for the same plan in 2017.
That's per year, so, right? That's per year.
Per year.
Okay.
Per year. So, you know, that's significant. We have to really look at that and go, okay, what am I getting? If each plan, each company's plan offers the same thing, I need to make sure I'm getting the best price. So speak to your health insurance provider and figure out what makes sense. Now, there's also this thing, and I just heard a commercial on the radio show this morning for Medicare Advantage Plan. So that's an alternate route you can look at. That'll provide medical and prescription coverage through private insurance companies as well. And they tend to be much, much cheaper. But again, there tends to be things that get left out. And depending on your health, this is what you need to look at with a provider, which plan makes sense for you financially and then medically, because you want to make sure that you're not going to get caught in what they call the donut hole of how much you're going to have to pay out of pocket. So you need to really take some time to look at this as you're approaching 65 and make sure you start off with a decent plan.
Very good information there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, not only will we talk about those of you who may be working at age 65, and talk a little bit about some considerations there. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. That all coming up next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are talking about Medicaid this morning on Money in Motion. Don't forget Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. And before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, let's talk about folks that are in that position of still working at 65. That's definitely not uncommon. What are some of the factors and some of the considerations people need to be making if they're in that position?
Yeah. Before we go there, I do just want to kind of summarize because, gosh, this is complicated. Even as Malia and I are sitting here and chatting about it, I'm like, man, this is just a lot. So let's summarize at a high level. We've got Medicare Part, again, Medicare begins for people 65 and up. We've got Medicare Part A, which has no cost for most people who have worked for at least 10 years in a job that's paid in. Medicare Part B, which covers doctor's visits, which for newly applying people is typically $134 a month, although if your household income is high enough, it can be a lot higher than that. It is driven by income. And then you've got Part D, which is prescription-based plan. So we went A, B, D. You notice we jumped a letter there. Well, what is C? And actually, C is Medicare Advantage, okay? And then you've got, and then in the world of Medicare, we call it traditional Medicare or going off traditional Medicare. Okay, traditional Medicare is when you get a supplement, which could be from A to N, of which F is the most popular. And then going off of traditional Medicare is actually a Medicare supplement, which is known as Part C. So great job, government, creating just a disaster of letterings that just becomes incredibly confusing for people. But I hope that at least helped slightly or made people really angry, one or the other. So yes, as we end this segment here, just basically you need to be aware of how it works when you become 65 years old. So now you're Medicare eligible, but you're still working at a job with 20 employers or more. And 20 employers or more really matters. And so we don't have enough time to go into detail on this one, but I would just suggest, again, talk to your financial advisor, your accountant, your insurance agent about when you're flipping over into Medicare eligibility age, but you and or your spouse are still carrying group coverage, It's important to kind of slow down at that point and say, should I be staying on the group plan, flipping over to Medicare as my primary? And truth be told, there is no one size fits all here. You just need to know how that works, how it interacts, and what your options are.
Always great information. Don't forget, as always, the podcast. If you missed part of the show, we post it right up at KlossFinancial.com right after the program. Again, the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of information in this week's show, a lot of information in every week's show. You can get those again, those podcasts, right at KlossFinancial.com. You can also learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial from the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz. Let me start all over. Kloss Quiz question of the week. I was doing it right, too. It's really easy. All you got to do is listen closely. We'll get the question and answer in just a moment. If you have the first call with the correct answer to Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Land's End. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. At what age do Medicare benefits begin for Americans? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Land's End. Again, don't forget that number, 442-5637. That is Kloss Financial's office. No cost for the initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And of course, Dan Connery comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.